Good afternoon. My objective today will be to describe the ongoing process for developing the SDGs for RMCH in the post-2015 Sustainable Development Agenda. I have no relationships to disclose. In the process to develop the global strategy, there has been an ample process to consensus building and presentation of innovations and a new global financing mechanism to support interventions to improve for women's, children's, and adolescents' health. Within some of these milestones, I had the privilege to participate at the Partnership Annual Meeting in April in London, and also at the World Health Assembly in May in Geneva, and also in an experts meeting in June in Washington, D.C. And I have included in my presentation some of the highlights of those events. By ending preventable deaths is the beginning. By helping to create enabling environment for health, the global strategy aims to transform societies so that women, children, and adolescents everywhere can realize their right to the highest attainable standards of health and well-being. This will deliver enormous social, demographic, and economic benefits. I would like to inform you that, as I said before, this year I had the privilege to be part of a group of experts led by Her Royal Highness the Princess Sarah Said from Jordan, and also the UNFPA, and also with my colleague Alfonso Rosales, which is here as well, to include the humanitarian efforts into the development of the global strategy. They are included in Section 5 of the Global Strategy Report. Although improvements have been achieved, very serious challenges remained. As an example, the maternal deaths occurring every year, 28% of them are the result of non-obstetric causes such as malnutrition, HIV, diabetes, cardiovascular diseases, and obesity. 28% of them are also produced by hemorrhage, sepsis, and hypertension disorders. 8% of all the maternal deaths were secondary to unsafe abortions. 270,000 women die because of cervical cancer, and 1 in 3 women aged 15-49 years have experienced physical and/or sexual violence within or outside their homes. Just in terms of the child health challenges, from those that die every year due to infectious diseases, mainly because of pneumonia, diarrhea, sepsis, and malaria as the leading causes. In terms of malnutrition, 25% of children are stunted and 6.5% are overweight or obese. Less than 40% of infants are breastfed exclusively up to 6 months, and 1 in 3 children, around 200 million globally, will suffer poverty, poor health and nutrition, insufficient care and stimulation, plus other risk factors to early childhood development. In terms of adolescents' health challenges, it is important to acknowledge that around 1.3 million die because of suicide, lower respiratory infections, and interpersonal violence. In adolescents' girls aged 15 and 19, the leading cause of death are suicide and complications during the pregnancy and childbirth. There are 3 objectives set for the global strategy. Survive is one of them. With its full implementation supporting country priorities and plans and building the momentum of the Every Woman, Every Child movement, no woman, child, or adolescent should face a greater risk of preventable death because of where they live or who they are. The interventions suggested to fulfill the survive objective are focused to end preventable deaths in the process. More than 7,000 individuals and organizations informed the drafting process through a global consultation supported by the Every Woman, Every Child movement, the World Health Assembly last September in New York, and the World Health Assembly last May in Geneva, plus consultative regional meetings, plus the development of technical papers that were published in the British Medical Journal. This was also joined by the consultations promoted by the partnerships were important to set these objectives. The second objective aims to support people to thrive. By ensuring health and well-being, all the strategy will focus on addressing the nutritional needs for children, adolescents, girls, and pregnant and lactating women. These interventions will include family planning services and will be focused on reproductive rights. This should also include the financial risk protection and access to quality of essential services, medicines, and vaccines. In terms of transform, I just would like to stress the importance that education needs to be free, equitable, and in good quality. In terms of research, the Every Woman, Every Child Innovation Marketplace is to scale up 20 investments in women's, children, and adolescents' health by 2020, and to enable at least 10 of these innovations to be widely available and having a significant effect by 2030. One of the most inspiring examples has been the meningitis vaccine that took 15 years to start saving lives, but has now been used to immunize more than 215 million people. By 2020, the vaccine is expected to protect more than 400 million people and prevent 1 million cases of meningitis A, 150,000 deaths, and 250,000 cases of severe disability. In terms of actions, we need to include integration and innovation approach. We need to include also quality of care in all settings, preparing for emergencies, ensuring universal health coverage, supporting people to be agents of change and addressing barriers with legal frameworks, facilitating across sectors the collaboration, particularly dedicating a special focus to monitor impact, assessing risks, human rights, and gender needs, integrating emergency responses, addressing gaps in the transition of sustainable development, investing and building country capacity and link evidence to policy and practice, testing and scaling up innovation, harmonizing the monitoring and reporting to improve civil registers and vital statistics, but also promoting independent verification and multi-stakeholder engagement. In terms of the guiding principles, country-led implementation support by Every Woman, Every Child movement and operational framework, the power of partnerships harnessed through stakeholder commitments and collective actions. We need to emphasize that all of us have a role to play. Good quality of care in pregnant women and newborns will be essential. These practices could avert 12% of deaths in children under 5. Scaling up nutrition interventions has a benefit-cost ratio of 16, and eliminating undernutrition in Asia and Africa will increase the gross domestic product by 11%. In terms of enablers, the workforce, it is important to mention that there are currently high-impact interventions for reproductive, maternal, and newborn child health at a cost of $5 per person in 74 high-burden countries. In regards to the multi-sector approaches, it is critical to remember the importance of girls completing high school, protecting gender equality and women's rights, but also preventing child marriage. Critical is also to acknowledge the connection between health with water, sanitation, and hygiene. Just by improving these conditions, we will add $260 billion to the economy. Indoor and pollution, it is another element that needs to be tackled. There are currently 3 billion people cooking with wood, dung, or coal, or any other solid fuels, in open fires and traditional stoves. In regards to the high return on investments, implementing the global strategy with increased and sustained financing will yield tremendous returns by 2030. Through better educational attainments, workforce participation, and social contributions, investing in early childhood and adolescent health and development, saving all women, children, and adolescents, providing them an equal chance to survive and thrive. Engage with the stakeholders to assure participation in developing plans and programs and monitoring and reviewing the implementation. Strengthen the judiciary and autonomous regulatory mechanisms to provide oversight. This will require also to foster active citizenship, advocacy, and collective action. Make disaggregated data of information on women's, children's, and adolescents' health publicly available. It will be extremely important to recognize the role of civil society organizations, the academia, the business community, the mass media, the funders and other stakeholders in holding off every one of them to account for health outcomes. Despite the political and administrative turnover, and in the event of emergencies such as disasters and crises, actions must continue. This will require essential skills in negotiation, budgeting, consensus building, planning and programming, managing and collaborating across sectors. In terms of commodities, there are low-cost, high-impact commodities that can save lives. There are efforts promoted to improve its use by improving district systems, creating demand for its use, and building to know how, when, and how to use them. At the global level, the recommendations provided by the technical group that is supporting this effort are helping to improve their availability and supply. I just wanted to finish with this quote from Dr. John Ossoff, the inventor of polio vaccine. We can left a legacy behind us, a different path that our children and grandchildren can follow. Thank you for your attention.